let's go ahead and talk a little bit about this upcoming shockwave that's going to hit everyone in the pocketbook this coming winter with respect to your heating bills. Number one, perhaps the biggest thing you can do to help save you some money on your heating bills is, and this is, you hear this time in, time out, but it's really important, is to minimize the air infiltration inside your home. And if you know, many homes here in the tri-state area, you know, are older, and they just weren't built, you know, to block that air, because back in the old days, energy was so cheap, it didn't matter. I mean, it just did not matter at all. You can go back and look through the historical records and see this. But that's not the case now. So things that you should do are look at all the places where air is getting into and around your house. In other words, now's the time to check your door and window weather stripping. If you already know in the past that you've had problems with air infiltration in those locations, you can buy all types of what we call rope caulking. There are all kinds of products that will help you temporarily stop that flow of air. Also, you will get air sometimes around the windows and doors because after they were installed, the people who did the insulating did a really poor job, and this is unfortunate. This is a really radical approach, but you'd be surprised how many doors and windows, there's a space, for example, that's supposed to be around windows and doors when they're installed. It's usually about a quarter to a half an inch. In other words, when we frame a wall, we make the rough opening bigger than the actual size of the door and window because you don't want the door or window to be tight in that opening for all kinds of reasons. For example, with doors, you need to be able to shim them so that the doors work perfectly and the spacing between the door and the jamb is correct. So that's why you have to have that larger rough and opening. Well, when the house is built, the insulation company is supposed to come in and, for all intents and purposes, supposed to pack that space with insulation and, you know, to block air movement. Well, that doesn't always happen. I mean, there are some insulation companies to save time and money. I found this on quite a few jobs. The insulators will just put a very thin strip in to make it look like it's filled, but just behind the insulation is a 3-inch gap that is not filled. So, you know, if you're getting ready to do some radical remodeling and you think you want to just test it to see how your windows and doors are, you might want to pull off randomly in one room just the trim, just one piece of trim on the side of a window and see if that gap is filled. If it's not, you might want to pull off the trim and fill those gaps. Now, be careful about this foam. You're going to start to see a lot of advertisements, a lot of press about these foam products that you can use to fill cracks. Great product if used correctly. Be very, very careful about using foam around windows and doors because this foam expands as it cures. And if you put too much foam in the crack, it can actually bow the window and door frames so they don't work properly. So you don't want to do that.